Tim Bogenhagen, so nice to see you guys again.
It's great to see you too, Jeff.
Tim, what's been happening this year? All kinds of excitement with your Part 103 adventures, and you've got a whole field of ultralights here.
There is. There's a lot of excitement down here. We got a lot of ultralights and light planes and home-built rotorcraft, hot air balloon operations. We got a lot of stuff going on down here this year.
And Tim, you're the liaison, the EAA liaison for ultralights, correct?
Yeah, I'm the fortunate person to be on the EAA staff who works with all the volunteers here.
And there's a lot of them down here, a lot of volunteers. Landon Clip is a very fortunate young man and a very talented one from what I hear. Tim, why don't you introduce us to Landon?
He is. Landon's a real talented young man who a lot of people will be taken with when they hear his story. We want to get young people in aviation and get them beyond the point of just a flight. We want to get them to be a pilot. Well, Landon is a pilot. He flies a powered parachute, and he spent a good amount of his young teen years working towards becoming that.
Landon, how old are you?
I'm 16 years old.
Excellent. Fantastic.
All right, so tell me, Landon, tell me your story.
Well, I've always wanted to be a pilot ever since, as long as I can remember. And I came to Oshkosh 4 years ago. It was 2008. And I looked at all these expensive airplanes, and I thought, man, I'd never be able to get one of these. They're just too expensive. But I came over to the ultralight run when I saw them flying, and someone told me about how expensive they are, and I thought, hey, that's not too bad. So I told my dad, hey, you know, I think I want to get one of these. And eventually, I think it was just a couple months afterwards, I started to get training from a guy named Jim Leon in Kankakee, Illinois. And he started to train me in the ultralight powered parachutes. And when I was 15 years old, I think it was, I did my first solo. And the very airplane that I soloed on, I eventually bought myself just by mowing lots and lots of lawns.
Cool. So, okay, so your first year was 4 years ago here. So you were what, like 12 years old?
Yeah, I think so. I was with my Boy Scout troop. That's actually what brought me here.
Yeah, so came with the Boy Scouts, 12 years old, looking around and saw the ultralights. And did you actually see the powered parachutes back then? And did that really catch your eye right then?
Yeah, it really caught my eye. And I just thought, man, that's something I could really do.
Yeah, sweet. So, okay, so you knew you had to get some money because you knew it did cost something. So you're 12 years old, you need some money because you want to fly powered parachutes. What'd you do? You got home, and what'd you do?
Well, before I even came here, I'd actually started a lawn mowing business in my neighborhood, and they're about an acre big, so, you know, I make some good money. And when I saw these, I set myself a goal that I would save up enough money just by mowing all these lawns and buy myself a powered parachute, and it took me about 2.5 years, and I eventually did it.
All right.
Landon, when you came out here to ultralights for the first time, and you looked around and you said these expensive planes, did you mean like up in the main part of AirVenture?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay, so when you came down here, what attracted you most to the power parachute versus, say, a Kit Fox or a Hawk or one of these other ultralights?
Well, people, when I came down here 4 years ago, they told me, you know, how easy it is to fly, and power parachutes really are probably the single most easiest form of flight. And for a kid that was my age, that would be optimal for me to learn one of those. And they're not as expensive as what you think they are. They're generally cost as much as a car, and that's something I thought I could do, and I did it.
So you got a powered parachute, but you don't have a car.
No, I don't.
I love it. So how much time did you spend with Jim then, taking flight lessons?
I think a total of 10 hours with ground and flight instruction, not very much.
Ground and flight, and then
you
were able to do your first solo in actually the single-seat plane that you actually own right now.
Yeah, and the previous owner, John Peterson, he's such a nice guy. He owned the power parachute that I have right now before I did my solo, and he just asked me, hey, you know, I would be willing to let you use my plane to solo, which is kind of crazy because, you know, not very many people would be willing to do that, but he was nice enough to let me do that.
Well, he obviously saw your fine qualities and trusted that you would be able to take care of his machine and that it would be worthwhile, and he obviously made a good decision. I can tell by talking to you that you're a sharp kid.
Thank you very much.
Now, Landon, have you been volunteering down here in Ultralights?
Yes, I have. This is actually the first year I volunteered. I went down the flight line and parked airplanes for 2 days, I think.
Excellent. Now, tell us a little bit about the learning process of flying a powered parachute. Had you ever done any parachuting before?
No, I had not.
So it was quite the adventure to take on.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, there's really not too much to learn from fixed-wing aircraft. Flying powered parachutes is relatively simple, so that's why I only got 10 hours of flight instruction, because there's really not too much to learn about it. And that's really, there's not much to it.
Now, Landon, you come here with your Boy Scout troop and with friends, but not your parents?
Well, actually, I come with my dad. The Boy Scout troop that I went with, they only went one time, and after that, I just started going myself.
So you came with your Boy Scout troop, but without your parents. Your parents don't fly, is that right?
Right, they don't.
Okay, so you got home from that first trip, and you said to Mom and Dad, you know, Mom and Dad, I've got this idea. Mom's reaction had to be like, absolutely not.
Yes, you got that right on the spot. It took a lot of persuading.
And did you overcome that?
Well, my dad, Larry Clip, he's probably the best dad I can possibly imagine. I think he did some sweet talking to convince my mom to let me do that. And he's really the biggest advocate of me doing all this.
That's awesome. Where is your dad? Is he here?
He's right there.
Congratulations, Dad.
So tell me your parachute that you have. What kind is it?
It's Phoenix Aero. The company is no longer in business, which is unfortunate because it's really good. But it's got a Rotax 447 on it. I'm not exactly sure the horsepower it has. And it also has a square chute on it.
I think it's 40 horse. Rotax 447 is 40 horse.
Yeah.
Got a rectangular chute on it.
Yep.
And you're right. You know, that is the neat thing about powered parachutes is they are relatively simple to learn to fly.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people whose first flight in an aircraft, for a powered parachute at least, is their first solo flight.
Yeah.
And through ground instruction by a knowledgeable instructor, send people up in the air solo. And they've been doing that in ultralight powered parachutes for many years. But I'm glad to hear that you linked up with Jim Leon down in Kankakee, Illinois, because I know Jim's an excellent instructor.
Oh, he's great.
And a good mentor to help keep you motivated. And,
Oh, Landon, you hang out with Frank Beagle down there then.
Yeah.
Real close to where Frank lives down there in Kankakee.
Our ultralight voice of EAA Radio.
Right. That's right.
I was going to ask, and either one of you can answer this question. When the changeover from Part 103 to the light sport rule occurred, where did and how did these parachutes fall in?
Well, single-seaters like Landon's that meet Part 103 remain unchanged because Part 103 is unchanged. So he flies it as an ultralight vehicle under Part 103.
And that means that most people would have to wait until they were 16 to solo a light sport other than a glider, you were able to solo earlier because you did it under Part 103, and I don't think there is an age, is there?
Yeah.
Right, exactly, yeah.
So that's fantastic. That's a neat deal.
Yeah.
What was one of your favorite flights? Tell us about, other than your solo, of course, that had to be your favorite flight. But
yeah, that was. Probably one of the most recent ones I did here at Oshkosh. Really, all the previous flights I'd done before have been cornfields and at the Kankakee Airport where I had got instruction from. And those are great, but, you know, it's just miles and miles of flat land and soybeans and fields that it's not very scenic. But probably my most favorite one would have to be the one I did this last Tuesday. I got up in the air and I just looked at all of the thousands of airplanes, and I was just taken aback by how beautiful it was.
So now that you've accomplished the powered parachute and you're 16 years old, what's next for you?
Well, what I want to do next is eventually, since I'm going to be 17 next year, I'm going to start training for my sport pilot license, and I eventually want to get a Quicksilver fixed wing airplane.
Like an MX or something?
Yeah.
Very, very good. Well, so you have goals, you have aspirations, you've proven to your parents and to the ultralight world that you can make what you want to happen. So I think next year when I talk to you, you're going to be flying a Quicksilver.
Yeah, just maybe.
That's great. So, Landon, do you have any advice for other young kids? I mean, people who are your age that experienced what you experienced when you came here that first time and the aviation bug bit you. Like, what advice do you have for them to, like, make happen what happened to you?
Well, with someone my young, and if they want to go out and say, hey, I want to do that, you know, a lot of people probably say, yeah, whatever. And that's exactly what happened to me. But you just got to be determined to and know that you're going to do this one way or another. And you've got to figure out a way to make money. And you've got to somehow find your parents to get you on board and convince them that you can do this. And it is possible.
That's awesome advice. Be determined. Don't give up. Work with your parents. And just make her happen. Just don't give up. See her through. Be determined.
Yeah.
And work hard.
Yeah.
Took a lot of hard work, I bet, for you to earn that money.
It's not going to happen overnight. You definitely have to work very hard to get that money.
Well, congratulations. It's good having you here.
Landon, thanks for joining us on EAA Radio.